I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
He has a lot of pride in who he is and what he does and how he does things and confidence in himself as a competitor and a football player. And those are all good things. But at the end of the day, the work has got to be put in, and he put in work this offseason, starting with the end of the season last year. So, you know, again, I tip my cap to him, because to say it is one thing, but to do it is another. And that's what separates a lot of people.
Sean McDermott on Keon Coleman. Morning. It's Jeremy and Joe. Jeremy's off today. Getting you into your weekend. Norton Automotive Extra Point Show coming up in about a half hour. Talk some fantasy with Ian Harditz. Talk some more fantasy with Mike Shope, who's on his way to the Kentucky Fantasy Football State Championship in Louisville. Have you been to Louisville?
No. And strangely, the actual drafts are in Indiana.
Wait a minute.
So
the draft is in, but you're on your way to Louisville, but then the draft is in Indiana?
Louisville is kind of the center of the action, but you cross the state line. It's right across the border into Indiana, and that's where, at a casino, that's where all the drafts actually take place. By the way, did you have any PTSD watching Olamide Zaccheaus prance into the end zone for the
Yes, I absolutely did. In fact, I think I said it out loud the second it happened. I hate that guy because he cost me a fantasy championship last year. And he was in your lineup because of what, 5 injuries in a championship?
Yeah, it was Atlanta, Washington, a memorable fantasy game, week 17, Sunday night. And you had McLaurin, who went 1 for 5.
1 for 5.
And I had that guy who might have gone 8 for 90 or something.
Yeah. There cannot be many that had him in championship games. Maybe in like a best ball at that point, but not in like a real lineup. I can't imagine.
Nobody would have drafted him in best ball either, so you're right.
Yeah, so maybe nobody did. So we just talked with Ian Harditz about Coleman. There's Coleman a little bit there from McDermott. He could not convince me to draft him. He's one of his my guys on the season. I don't know how you're treating him. I haven't drafted him, I don't think, a single place anywhere.
I'm not going out of my way, but I like the argument. I talked to Ian a couple of days ago on Matthew Collar's podcast, and he brought up Coleman. He does have his fans in the fantasy space right now. And like last year, this is good or bad, like last year, you just sort of want, intuitively, you want somebody on the Bills. You know, one of the pass catchers, somebody's got to get there on an Allen team. And last year, nobody did. It was Cook and his 16 rushing touchdowns who got there. I mean, nobody drafted Mac Hollins either. And Shakir gives you a floor. But Coleman is so cheap, Joe. Like, it's round 9 or 10 or thereabouts. Mm-hmm. So he's going to be your, like, wide receiver 5. And I like that. I mean, I think in best ball where you don't set lineups, it's easier because you might be able to get a couple of spike games from him, and you might also have games that are kind of a headache. So that slows you down a little bit. But at that price, I think it's a makeable bet.
Yeah. I mean, to me, how would it look if he outpaces, I mean, the guys around him, Josh Downs, Jaden Reed, Pittman, he's got to get double-digit touchdowns. Like, him being a, that would be it for me at least. Him being like a high-volume, 100-target, 120-target receiver in this offense, I don't consider that really possible at all. It would be for me more, he had 12 touchdowns on the season.
And it's like what you talked about with Ian. It's run after the catch, and it's getting in the end zone. That's right. And he's very capable at those two things. I mean, I don't love the player, but I think, again, the bet on the Bills' offense is a good bet usually. And, I mean, some of those, even the guys you mentioned that go earlier than Coleman usually are iffy. I mean, what are the Colts going to be?
Right.
For Downs and for Pittman, and, you know, Green Bay always has, like the Bills a little bit, an assortment of options, and Reed might be good, but they just drafted their first round receiver in like 20 years or something in Matthew Golden. So it's really about the price, and I think in that range you can just take your chances with any of those guys.
So Coleman, that's Harditz is my guy. Who's the guy or guys you're finding yourself drafting the most these days?
It's turning into a Brock Bowers make or break year for me. I did a main event draft on ADP chasing Monday night, and I talked to those guys every week. They all love Bowers, and then the pick came at 103, and we went with Gibbs, and it's kind of because they didn't have Gibbs. You know, it turns into that kind of thing when you're drafting a lot. But I mean, Bowers in the second round, if it's not tight end premium, feel like you just, in home leagues, you're done at tight end once you pick him. Or McBride. You don't need a second one. You'll never play him. And once you get past Tucker, Kraft, or even Kincaid, everybody's pretty much the same. So I'm not, like, going out of my way, but it seems to always happen that I'm in the mid-second, and it's Bowers or it's A.J. Mm-hmm. Brown, who's getting older and has a couple of injury concerns, or it's Chase Brown. I don't know. I feel like Bowers is just too easy.
Yeah, I'm ending up with McBride a lot. We might be going, or part of the reasons we're getting these guys might be similar. I'm not ending up with Bowers anywhere. I am drafting Jacoby Myers a lot. And maybe that's because we both think, like, the Raiders, I don't know, the defense is bad, and Geno Smith is going to throw for yards, and, like, those two guys feel like the only show in town.
I like Myers, too. I mean, he's underrated, and he's in that same range as the guys we talked about already, Coleman,
right,
and maybe a little bit above that, Stephon Diggs. So Myers is, you know, he's like Shakir, but for fantasy better. He just is going to give you that floor. The risk, I guess, with them is, and this is Bowers, too, is like it's Pete Carroll, and are they going to run the ball constantly? They did draft Ashton Gentry at, 106 this year, and he might be great. But it's Bowers is a cut above, I think, in that context because, I mean, he was third in the league in catches as a rookie at tight end where everybody just kind of embraced the history, which was rookie tight ends are never good. And he kind of broke that. So, but I think Myers is fine.
Yeah. Well, we didn't get to quarterback with Ian. Let's do that a little bit here. Are you drafting them right away? I mean, probably not. If you're going Bowers early, I can't imagine you're ending up with Jackson, Allen, or Daniels much. Are you waiting right to the end?
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Exactly right. I think it's really risky to take a tight end and an early quarterback both. So I'm not doing much of that. I looked at my exposures on Underdog the other day, and Allen, Jackson, they're all like less than 5%, which is a little scary. But I like the guys in the middle. I like taking two in the middle. Prescott is a easy win for me. Like, I think I you mentioned him for MVP, right? I love that.
I have an MVP bet on Dak, which, by the way, you're in territory now, I think, where you could be looking at that. Oh, you're probably driving. So
yeah, I know. I'm in Pennsylvania. One of these states is going to have MVP.
Yes.
I don't think it's Pennsylvania. It might have to be Kentucky.
No, I think,
I don't know. We'll find out.
Ohio, I think, is maybe where I made mine, but whatever.
Okay. West Virginia, I think, is one, but I'm not headed there. Prescott, May, Caleb Williams, of course, Justin Fields. I mean, all those guys, give me two of those and have them be a little bit different. Maybe Fields and Goff or Love or somebody like that, or McCarthy.
Mm-hmm.
Even Murray. I mean, I think that's the way I want to play quarterback. I don't want to wait till the very end and get stuck, but I like the guys in the middle.
Yeah, there's so many of them. That's the thing, right? Like, I mean, from Mayfield all the way down to, like, what, Jordan Love? Is that a good breaking point here? I feel like there's 10 guys that could reasonably finish, like, as quarterback 5 on the season.
And, you know, there's even Patrick Mahomes, who is cheaper than ever. I mean, that's the seventh round or so, and we know what the upside can look like there. So, yeah, I mean, that's what I would want to do, too.
Mike Shope with us. He's on his way to the Kentucky State Fantasy Football Championships in Indiana, by the way. That's what he's on his way to. Anything you've changed because of the preseason versus when you drafted before? Jackson Dart, I mean, he's probably not going to start. This could be a change, like Daniel Jones at quarterback. Is there anything you've changed based on the preseason?
You brought up Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt with Ian, and that's one you have to at least process. You don't have to do it, but that's been a big story. And Brian Robinson, in that main event draft I mentioned, we drafted both of those guys. I like Robinson for his being cut or traded and maybe landing someplace like Houston and really paying off. One other name, though, I think is interesting here is Harold Fannin with Cleveland, because they've treated him like a starter. He rested last week, and he's a rookie. Like, who does that? Right. So I think he might be somebody that becomes relevant. Maybe Njoku ends up being a deadline trade. It seems like they really like him. So I would say him, and I think, you know, the Bills are in Tampa tomorrow, and Ibuka is a big mover since camp and preseason opened.
Yep.
With Godwin hurt and Evans is older, now McMillan is hurt, so Ibuka is jumping up two or three rounds, and I'm all in on that.
Yeah, I had him in a dynasty league, traded him a week after that draft, before camp, before preseason and anything, and I very much regret that, because it feels like that's gonna work. They throw the ball a lot, and Godwin's out, and now McMillan is out. Like, it just feels like everything has been, oh, this is gonna happen right away for him. So
yeah, and that's what you need sometimes. That's what a lot of these bets on rookies are all about, especially like the running backs that get drafted on Saturday, is there have to be injuries. And last year, if you drafted like me and focused on that, you got crushed because all these veteran running backs stayed healthy and never left the field. Kamara, Connor, Mixon, Jacobs, all those guys, quintessentially Barkley and Derrick Henry. And so it was a losing bet. But I think I'm not daunted by that. I think that was sort of a fluke year.
Yeah. What do you think of Tet McMillan? I drafted him. I did not like him in the draft a lot. And I did end up drafting him in one of my big leagues, a long-time league I've had, last weekend, in part because I feel like every day I open something up and somebody is convincing me further. Like, no, you should love this guy. He's going to be great.
I mean, there's always going to be a range of opinions on a prospect like that, and there certainly is or was with him. But the opportunity is there. The draft capital, there's no excuse for not feeding him right away. Bryce Young made a big move last year. If you trust that, I kind of do. And there's no other obvious option there. It's not Brian Thomas, Travis Hunter. I mean, you've got Adam Thielen, Jalen Coker, Leggett. So I think there are a lot of arrows up for McMillan, and I think he's a great pick in drafts, because he, in home leagues, he might go round 5 or 6, and high stakes, he'll sometimes go into round 3.
Yeah, and Thielen might get traded. There was maybe I'm going a long way, but I think Kevin O'Connell got asked about him, and he smiled and didn't say anything or something like that.
Yeah. Yes.
So maybe he's even on the move.
Not allowed to say anything, but Matthew Collar is big on that idea that he's going back to Minnesota.
Dealing back to Minnesota. All right, well, drive safe, Louisville. Check out the Muhammad Ali Museum. I've heard good things about. Check that out.
My wife and son were just there this summer, and my wife insists that I go.
All right.
I'll be tomorrow.
Awesome. I just watched, and then there were Kings last week, so I would be in the mood to see pictures. Yeah, when we were
next
Kings.
Next time we chat, it'll have to be about that. A great movie.
Yeah. Thanks, Mike.
Bye, Joe.
Mike Shope, fantasy football draft this weekend. Hopefully you've got one yourself. Extendo Sports on the way next, and then the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on the way here on WGR.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.